Thank you, Madam Chairperson. High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Ethiopia aligns itself with the statement delivered by the Republic of Congo on behalf of the Africa Group. Ethiopia, a country hosting over 1.1 million refugees and asylum seekers, has a proud history of providing protection and assistance to refugees and asylum seekers dating back to the 7th century. Since then, despite the challenges, Ethiopia has kept its door open for people who seek international protection. We strongly believe that such a long-standing generosity proves Ethiopia's solidarity to humanity. Refugees in Ethiopia have the right to access basic services, including education and health services, the right to work, and freedom of movement. We have made significant efforts and achieved good progress in enhancing refugee self-reliance and protection. During the Global Refugee Forum of 2023, Ethiopia has made bold commitments, of which many focus on inclusion of refugees in the existing national systems, climate action, transitioning of refugee camps into urban settlements, provision of irrigable land, renewable energy, and developing digital connectivity to enhance refugee protection and financial inclusion. We're working on the pledges, but they need to be accompanied by meaningful pledge matching. In ending statelessness, Ethiopia has taken an important step by including refugees in the civil registration and vital statistics systems. In line with this, it has also digitalized the refugee civil registration system in order to facilitate integration of the refugee data into the national civil registration system. Furthermore, we have started issuing digital IDs to refugees to strengthen their social protection and to improve access to financial and other services. Madam Chairperson, on sustainable programming, we're of the view that we have to apply innovative approaches to support refugees in a more sustainable manner to enhance their self-reliance, particularly those in protracted situations, to make them live a more dignified life. Currently, as often is the case, refugees are left to survive in protracted situations where their plight continues without a solution in sight. Moreover, limited efforts done to alleviate their condition has not been able to ease the pressure on refugee hosting countries like Ethiopia. In this regard, the government of Ethiopia firmly supports the recent discussions focusing more on sustainable programming to enhance refugees' self-reliance by creating strong linkage between humanitarian assistance and development interventions. As you know well, Ethiopia is already practicing a form of sustainable programming, and there are existing projects. High Commissioner, we would like to get more information about the financing modalities and wish to encourage you to provide platforms for further discussions to create common understanding by all stakeholders. In relation to environment and energy, the issue of climate change is of a critical concern for countries like Ethiopia. In Ethiopia, access to clean energy in host communities remains very low, and the presence of refugees worsens the strain on the local environment due to their reliance on firewood for cooking and shelter. We have mainstreamed climate action and resilience in the refugee response programming to mitigate its adverse impact. The focus is on environmental conservation and rehabilitation in refugee hosting areas. Currently, planting of millions of multipurpose seedlings is underway with the aim of restoring degraded lands in refugee camps and host communities. Madam Chair, Ethiopia's refugee response plan, unfortunately, continues to suffer from serious underfunding, which is compromising the quality of protection system that is provided. Ethiopia continues to receive large refugee populations. This year, ongoing conflicts in some neighboring countries have led to a surge in refugee arrivals. Ethiopia's local communities have generously welcomed them, providing support despite their severely overstretched resources. In response to refugee outflows from the Sudan, Ethiopia has granted refugee status using group-based prima facie approaches. We are dealing with emergencies while the support from donors is dwindling over time. The emergencies are not equipped with the necessary international support. Therefore, timely financial assistance is critically needed to save lives and provide necessary protection and basic services to the refugees. Finally, I wish to raise the issue of IDPs. As you know, Ethiopia has a large number of IDPs, particularly climate change-induced IDPs. The government of Ethiopia has been taking various measures to address the root causes and return them to their homes. This also requires enhanced development assistance and rehabilitation support. My delegation would like to seize this opportunity to thank UNHCR and partners for their continued support. High Commissioner mentioned earlier that the Special Advisor on Solutions to Internal Displacement will end his term this year. We'd like to hear, High Commissioner, your views on the role of UNHCR on durable solutions to IDPs.